Hey, welcome to Health Conspiracy TV.
I am Nick Brannigan, and I'm here to my right with Mary Cody.
And to my left with Cindy Klein.
Thank you both for joining us. Me.
Yeah.
Tonight, this evening. tonight. Thank you both for joining us.
Who? Personalities here.
Yeah. We're both here tonight. The good, the bad, and the crazy. So we got some fun topics to talk about tonight, but first, let's give a shout out to our sponsors. Dr. Somia Sridharan from Las Vegas Homeopathy. Yeah, that's right. She is the best you're going to get as far as getting a doctor that's going to treat you with nutrition and cure your disease. That's what I love about her. She's not afraid to say, yes, I cure disease. So have some of that, FDA. And she is located in Washington and Buffalo. Her website is LasVegasHomeopathy.com. She will be at the Naturally Organic Healing Center March 28th. giving a talk tentatively titled Be Your Own Doctor, or Doctor Yourself, something to the aspect of where she's going to give you the information you need to take care of yourself, not rely on a doctor and prescription drugs and all that crazy stuff. So mark that in your calendars, March 28th, Natural Organic Healing Center, who is our other sponsor, by the way. So if you're on Charleston and Buffalo, go check them out. Go see JC. They have all types of classes there, including essential oil class.
That's right.
Every Saturday.
At
4 p.m. So you're going to be out of town on the 28th, but there is going to be an oil class.
Somebody on my team is going to be teaching. So
if you go on March 28th to Natural Organic Healing Center at 4 p.m., you can learn about essential oils. 5 p.m., see Dr. Somia. 6 p.m., go have a beer. I don't know what they're doing after that. They might be closed.
You know, you could probably have, like, a kombucha or something, you know.
Yeah. And I do enjoy kombucha way more than I enjoy beer.
Right, I'll call you on that later.
That's one versus one. Now, five beers versus one kombucha.
Right. Yeah.
Heineken wins that one, hands down. But anyway, there's no beer at Natural Organic Healing Center, but there's lots of kombucha, lots of love, lots of non-GMO and organic supplements, lots of classes there. Qigong, Tai Chi, meditation, yoga. They have kettlebell fitness classes.
They have Reiki classes and Tai Chi.
And Qigong that JC teaches. So check them out. Their website is naturallyorganiccenter.com. Dr. Somia is at LasVegasHomeopathy.com. If you're not in Las Vegas, she will do a Skype consultation, so be sure to check her out. So let's talk about fluoride in the water. Because this information is nothing new, but I'm talking about it because Newsweek is doing a few articles.
Newsweek.
Mainstream media. It's weird. It's not weird, but it's unusual for mainstream media to talk about something is water fluoridation.
Right.
But it's showing you that everyone in the media isn't completely bought and controlled. That people do look at the science behind this. People are looking at these issues. So this is by Douglas Main. He previously wrote an article regarding how fluoride affects the thyroid. This one, I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's a very lengthy article, but you can go to healthconspiracy.com and get the link in the show notes. It's titled, Water Fluoridation Linked Higher ADHD Rates. So new research shows there is a strong correlation between water fluoridation and the prevalence of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, in the United States. It's the first time that scientists have systematically studied the relationship between behavioral disorder and fluoridation, the process wherein fluoride is added to water to prevent cavities. And I would say that's allegedly. The study published in the journal Environmental Health found that states with higher portion of artificially fluoridated water had a higher prevalence of ADHD. This relationship held up across six different years examined. The authors, psychologists Christine Till and Ashley Mallon at Toronto's New York University, looked at the prevalence of fluoridation by state in 1992 and rates of ADHD diagnoses in the subsequent years. And they go on to say, states in which greater proportion of people receive artificially fluoridated water in 1992 tended to have a greater population of children and adolescents who received ADHD diagnosis in later years after controlling for socioeconomic status. Wealth is important to take into account because the poor are more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD, she says. After income was adjusted for, the link held up. Take Delaware and Idaho, for instance.
What did I say?
Iowa.
Iowa.
That's when...
Both of them start with an
Iowa.
So,
and,
you know.
Yeah. They, I had a baby. And that was the state. There you go.
You know,
both states have relatively low poverty rates but are heavily fluoridated. They also have high levels of ADHD, with more than 1 in 8 kids, or 14%, between ages of 4 and 17 diagnosed. Any thoughts so far?
Well, they already have established that it affects your thyroid, and all of your endocrine system is related. So it's like a big circle. So it isn't surprising to me that it could make the incidence of ADHD higher. Although I'm still not convinced that ADHD is a real thing, I think maybe it's just kids who are kids, and, you know,
Let's play devil's advocate and say it did actually help cavities, which it doesn't. No proof that by ingesting it, it's showing that it does. Is it worth the trade-off for hyperactive children?
No.
No.
But this is
around my worry.
So when you, it's okay to drink fluoride, but when you go to the dentist, they tell you, don't swallow that.
You're not
going to
swallow it.
Exactly. So,
and the fluoride in the water isn't even, like, real fluoride. It's synthetic. You know, it's not like the mineral that you find in the ground naturally. It's, like, synthetic fluoride. So I'm not for anything synthetic, first of all. And second of all, you know, it doesn't even really work. You look at the statistics, and the cavities haven't really gone down anyway. And
it's
why
diet.
Why are you drinking something that's supposed to be applied to your teeth in the first place?
Well, so don't, when your lips get chapped, Mary, you eat chapstick?
All the time. Actually, I eat
it work.
Oil, but, you know.
And that makes your lips less chapped.
Right.
Well, when I go to the beach, instead of, you know, getting the organic sun tan lotion, I don't rub it on my skin. I just go, swallow it.
And
hey,
so
well,
actually,
you can have a
magic.
Natural sunscreen by eating greens.
Vitamin A. Carrots. But
it's
even with the ADHD, I'm not sure it's a real disease either, but what they call ADHD has been shown to be a side effect of petrochemical food dyes. Side effect of the fluoride as well. So these kids don't actually have ADHD, they're just being hyperactive because the fluoride is making their system out of whack. Is that fair to speculate?
I would say so. Well, because it inhibits your thyroid from producing thyroid hormone, right? So it makes you have low thyroid. Well, if you look at what the symptoms of low thyroid are, it's you can't focus, foggy brain, you know. So, hey.
Yeah.
It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Now, this is a really great article. I'll have a few more paragraphs, but I suggest everyone go to newsweek.com and look it up, or the link is up in the show notes. Multiple studies also suggest that kids with moderate and severe fluorosis, a staining and occasional molting of the teeth caused by fluoride, score lower on measures of cognitive skills and IQ. According to a 2010 CDC report, a total of 41% of American youth aged 12 to 15 had some form of fluorosis. Another study showed structural abnormalities and aborted fetuses from women in the area of China with high naturally occurring levels of fluoride. There have also been about 40 studies showing that children born in areas home to water with elevated levels of this chemical, higher than the concentrations used in U.S. water fluoridation, have a lower than normal IQs. So, okay, maybe it does give kids good teeth, but it also makes them dumber.
Maybe it gives them good teeth, but fluorosis is not good teeth.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's the opposite of good
teeth. Yeah, it's showing it gives them dental fluorosis.
Well, and this is a big deal to us because they fluoridate the water here. We came from some place where they did not fluoridate the water, so I was shocked. You know, it didn't even occur to me. And then when somebody said, oh, yeah, our water's fluoridated, so now we have to buy water because I don't want... Right. And it's really hard to filter it out. If you use reverse osmosis, that will filter it out. But to get a gallon of
of clean water through reverse osmosis, you lose 3 gallons, and we're in a desert,
right.
You know, that's wasting water.
It is. So thank you to Chris Yee, our lovely county commissioner. Thanks for bringing in the fluoride. Thanks for bringing the fluoride to the water, Chris Yee. We love you here at Health Conspiracy TV. And I've been to the fluoride here at the Clark County Water Commission hearings, and I said, hey, here's a study from, where was it from? Cyprus, or some country that starts with a C, excuse me for not knowing, where they were in favor of fluoridation for teeth, but they said it's topically. It doesn't work when you swallow it through water. And, you know, I pointed this out to the Clark County Commissioners, and they, I don't say they all didn't care. Steve Sisolak, he actually listens and responds to what you say, like he's a reasonable human being. But Chris G will act like she's doing something else, like she doesn't hear you, and she's awful. I'm sorry.
Probably too much fluoride.
She has ADHD from the fluoride that she helped put in the water. So we don't pull any punches here. So here's an interesting article. This is from June, and we're going to ignore the douchebaggery of the title. OtherJones.com. Good website for D-bag articles, but it's called, it says, Lay Off the Almond Milk, You Ignorant Hipsters. Now, it was written by Tom Philpott, who's actually, I think, a pretty good journalist. And in a supplemental article, he said that the people Mother Jones picked that title for sensationalism or to get people to. Yeah, and it worked. But it took away from the message. And basically, what the article gets to is. For one almond, let me know if you knew this, for one almond, it takes 1.1 gallons of water to produce a single almond. Is that crazy or is that
Well, you know what, I actually have considered this. Like, before there was any article, I considered this because I came from California where they grow almonds and pistachios, and I know it takes a lot of water. And then also, I thought, and I considered this, why would you waste an almond, like mush it up and, you know what I mean? I thought about that. Like, but I get it because some people can't have soy, and some people, you know, and don't have dairy, and so they have limited choices, right? So I get it, but it's like a thing now. Like, everybody drinks almond milk.
Soy was the thing.
Well, I still drink soy milk. Yeah, I drink organic with no additives in it.
Yeah.
Because I don't really drink that much milk anyway, at all. I really just leave it to the yogurt so that I can put it all in it, you know. But.
And he follow up on you said with the paragraph he said, a single ounce of almonds contains 6 grams of protein, about an egg's worth, along with 3 grams of fiber, equivalent to a medium banana, 12 grams of monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fat, half an avocado. So that's a single ounce of the actual almonds. But according to its label, an 8-ounce serving of Calafia almond milk offers just 1 gram of each protein and fiber and 5 grams of fat. A bottle of Calafia delivers 6 8-ounce servings, meaning that a handful of almonds contains just as much protein as the mighty jug of this hot-selling beverage.
You can't put almonds on your cereal and stir them around and have them squash and milk after. You know. So, our culture is hooked on milk. That's the thing. But, you know, you are losing. I mean, that's significant. That's a significant amount of nutrition you're just throwing away.
And the price he points out, too, is.
I don't think people are eating it for that or drinking it for
fashion.
Yeah. They're just drinking it because
it's
something to put in their cereal or their smoothie or.
Well, what concerns me about this is makes me think twice about getting organic or getting almonds from California. It's the drought conditions there. So what do you think, Cindy? Is it worth having almonds when it takes this much water? Maybe that much water to make that much almonds when there's a drought in California.
No.
Yeah, that's something to think about. And plus, too, another thing to point out, he does point out here, and I always looked at this, the Calafia brand. Everyone's drinking it. It's not organic.
No.
Like, you're
I've
getting...
I've never even seen it.
Yeah, it's been
it's
pretty popular.
It's got a glamorous container.
Yeah.
It's
a pretty container. Seriously, it makes everybody feel special. Mm-hmm. It's like a pretty container.
Right.
And the other thing that just people don't know is that raw almonds from the United States are not really very
natural.
Right.
So they're still not raw. And plus, almonds can have up to 40 different things in your premium. As you consider it's mostly water, you're drinking some pesticides and probably some fluoride. Mm-hmm. About the contaminant.
Yeah, take this bottle, spray paint it like chrome, and flowers in it, beautiful.
I come out with an organic brand, so I don't have to drink 40 pesticides. And of course, they didn't respond to that.
Right. They're working on response.
Yeah, it's still pending. Actually, one company did that before.
They fear us.
Who is Zero something water? Basically, they were calling it coconut water on the bottle. Then, but when I finally found the bottle, it had like potassium benzoate or sodium. Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Zoit doesn't sound like something I want to eat. Well, pass me all the brands of almond milk, but they. So, hemp milk may be a good alternative to that. If the drought conditions concern you. I think walnuts take a lot of water as well. And the main difference, too, is that... Sorry, did you?
Oh, no, I was just saying I didn't know that.
Yeah, the main thing I want to point out, too, is like one of the comparisons they show is that a head of broccoli takes 5 gallons of water to make, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But you're eating that water when you get your broccoli. Oh, there's no water in nuts. So that 1 gallon...
Well, and whenever you chop off a head of broccoli, more broccoli grows. Too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's not the same as if you strip a tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole other year. You know what I mean? Like, when they take the almonds, it's another year. And
yeah.
You get another crop of almonds.
So at first I wanted to avoid nuts altogether, but I think at least just avoiding nuts from California.
Well, your hands doesn't mean nuts. And we hang out with you and, you know.
Yeah, and I'm...
It's a bowl, isn't it?
I had no comment.
This is
no
a
comeback.
Family show.
It is a family show.
I'll talk to you later, Mary.
Now, this next article is super interesting. It doesn't affect me, because I only shop at the dollar store when I'm going to a birthday party, and I need to get one of those big bags to
right.
throw the gift in. That's the only time I ever go to the dollar store. I'll get the bags and that little tissue stuff, and I watch the kid just like take it apart in 5 seconds.
$2.
It was worth $2.
Well, they have like sometimes you can get the little padded envelopes there that are really inexpensive, or
I got
like I needed to do like favors for a party, and I went to get the favor boxes there because they're inexpensive. But toys, no. If it's can't get in a kid's mouth, I don't know.
Well, here's a good reason for that. 81% of dollar store products tested contain chemicals linked to learning disabilities, cancer, and serious illnesses. So, Healthy Stuff, in collaboration with the Campaign for Healthier Solutions, released a report about toxic chemicals found in dollar store products. The report, a day late in a dollar store, discount retailers are falling behind on safer chemicals, includes testing results for 164 dollar store products such as toys, jewelry, school supplies, and other household items that found over 81%, 133 of 164, contained at least one hazardous chemical above levels of concern.
Mm.
So, first of all, a lot of dollar store stuff comes from China.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
in their defense, the other big stores also have a lot of these little trinket things from China,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it's just that dollar store, that's pretty much...
That's all they have. So from what I understand, the dollar store, they buy stuff that maybe a Walmart or Target rejects.
Right. Or overstocks of things mm-hmm. that didn't sell last year, that
right.
kind of thing, yeah.
So, geez, I don't know what kind of audience we have for dollar store buyers, but let's assume we have a few.
Well, you know, it's a cheap place to get, like,
trinket than, you know, I mean, I've been in the dollar store, but I usually am there for looking for something in particular that I think is legitimate, but I certainly wouldn't buy food there. Mm-hmm. I don't buy chemicals to clean my house now. I make everything, but, or Ziploc bags. I mean, no, I'm not buying. I'm not, nothing that's touching my food or my kids' mouths or, you know, paper that's not going to be bothering anybody.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I saw a guy make a video about buying organics at the dollar store.
Really?
Yeah, they have organic food sometimes. But usually that's the stuff that is about to go bad elsewhere.
Okay.
Or it's like the, what do you call it, like the runts of the litter.
Right.
So, yeah, okay, it's organic. That's probably the safest thing out there, but I wouldn't suggest it. But going on with the article, it says the campaign also sent out a letter to CEOs of the four largest dollar store chains, including Family Dollar, tentatively acquired by Dollar Tree on January 22nd, Dollar Tree, Dollar General, 99 cents only, urging them to stop the sale of products with hazardous chemicals to communities of color and low-income families, well, maybe just stop selling to everybody, who already live in more polluted areas and food deserts, and adopt policies that will protect both customers and their businesses. Combined, these discount chains have sales totaling $36 billion and operate more stores nationally than Walmart. People struggling to make ends meet are confined to shopping at the dollar stores, said Jose T. Bravo, National Coordinator for the Campaign for Healthy Solutions. We are already disproportionately affected by pollution and lack of adequate medical care, and now we know we're filling our homes and our bodies with chemicals released from dollar products. This needs to stop. So I don't know. Do you have, either of you have any further comments on this? I think, I don't know if there's anything else I can add to it.
Yeah, it's sad because it's all about making a profit instead of caring about people.
Yeah. Profits over people in this case.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect dollar stores to buy massive products from China to really be...
Well, they shouldn't purchase them from them anyway.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't see them caring enough to have concern over their customers.
No.
Lack of empathy, I guess.
Yeah. Just as long as they're, again, making a profit.
Yeah. So they have complete test results at healthystuff.org, and the full report and more information is available at nontoxicdollarstores.org. So I'm wondering,
are there non-toxic dollar stores around?
That's what I'm wondering, if that...
on that site.
Well, you know, they became super popular whenever the bust happened, the housing collapse happened. You know, that's when it became in vogue for people to save money. You know, like all the couponing things started happening, and it was like a whole resurgence of saving money and getting the cheapest thing and the most bang for your buck. And the and that's when the dollar stores, like, their stocks took off. They're everywhere, like every corner. You know, so there was a need. Unfortunately, they were filling it fast instead of using, you know, good judgment as far as finding products that were at least... I mean, it's pretty hard to find super cheap stuff that isn't crap. Can you say that on a family show?
You can say crap.
Okay, so...
You can say shiitake mushroom, too.
Yeah, but the thing is, things should be... And, you know, we're all about the labeling. Things should be labeled. Like, it could contain lead. I mean, it came from China.
Right.
And people should be
aware
of
that. But the thing is, just like, some people are, they don't, just don't care because it's a dollar and it, they're
right.
paid once it, and they give it to them.
And the kid's crying. And they
yeah,
be
because
quiet.
They're not aware of all those things.
Right.
They're just like, oh, my kid.
And they need a whole lot of stuff for the bear in school, or they need a bunch of favors for their kid's birthday party
right.
or whatever. Yeah.
And they don't see the immediate impact. The kid's not touching it and having seizures.
No,
so,
but the long-term effect is always there.
Well, yeah. They have a nice little graphic here from PreventDisease.com that says, Dollar Tree, we'll make sure you have the cheapest price anywhere. Disclaimer, Dollar Tree products and merchandise may cause birth defects, reduce fertility, cancer, learning disabilities, diabetes, asthma, lung toxicity, brain toxicity, other serious health impacts, especially in children. But who cares? They're only a dollar.
That's
hey, I see your next video thing right there.
Yeah, there you go.
You can do your little commercial.
I can be the guy that reads stuff really fast.
Yeah.
So So moving on to another article, something that we're going to keep talking about here, vaccines. From GreenMed Info, breaking: New Jersey vaccine exemptions under attack, please act now. Basically what's happening is New Jersey and California are making laws to exemption the vaccines.
Or any, no exemptions. And other states have things pending, too. They're mm-hmm. presenting bills, but they haven't been voted on or discussed or whatever. But, it's happening all over.
Yeah, I think this is the website, too, that I was thinking of. NVICAdvocacy.org. I'm going to bring it up right now. Yeah, this is it. So if you go to NVAdvocacy.org, National Vaccine Information Center, they have, you can see, well, the viewer won't be able to see it, but you guys can see, they have here all the legislation that's going into effect that may get rid of exemptions. So it's in California, Illinois, Maryland, Maine, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Texas, Vermont, it says U.S., I don't know if that's that might be a federal bill, and Washington. So these are all bills looking for to get rid of religious exemptions. And like for me, my religion is private, but what I can tell you about it is that it doesn't involve vaccinating children. So that's all the state needs to know as far as what your religion is. So fortunately, this is, I don't want to say fortunately, it's only a small amount of states on here, but
in reverse. We really want GMO labeling, and we want at least one state. We were so happy because that's the beginning, okay? Mm-hmm. Look at it this way. One state is the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's a very small percentage of people who use that exemption in the first place. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's going to completely, annihilate their issue, which they believe really is a non-existent issue, as far as I'm concerned. But they believe that, like, all these non-vaccinated kids that are exempt are the ones that are causing the problems. When time and time and time again, in further study, they realize it isn't so. It's usually mm-hmm. some other person who just got vaccinated or somebody who's been vaccinated.
But you mean to say that the person that just received the live measles virus may actually spread that to somebody?
Gee.
Well, but Jimmy Kimmel had doctors on that said cuss words, so.
Yeah. Calling everybody stupid. It doesn't.
Argument's over, yeah.
Okay, well, just because you have a TV show doesn't make you smart, right?
Mm-hmm. Remember that.
It makes you
even an internet TV show doesn't
make
you
smart.
That's
right, doesn't make you smart. So, I as we've talked about this before, I feel like that parents, should have an informed choice. And I'm not saying what your choice should be. You know what I mean? Like, I know what my choice would be, but you have to decide. Mm-hmm. But make an informed choice. And to take away our ability to make an informed choice, to me, number one, is unconstitutional. And number two, it's unethical. It takes away our personal freedoms because what I do with my body should be my choice.
Mm-hmm.
Partly the libertarian in me, but also the Christian in me. Like, this, to me, God gave us a body as a temple and we're supposed to care for it. And so for somebody to force me to do something that I feel doesn't take care of my temple in the way that God created it mm-hmm. to be cared for, I feel like that is very, very, a very big personal attack on me
mm-hmm.
and my faith and my relationship with my God and my ability to care for my body.
Right.
So, and our children, we're their only advocates.
Exactly.
So they're stealing parents' advocacy away
mm-hmm.
from caring for their children, mm-hmm. and to me that is like shameful.
Right.
It's not even unethical and unconstitutional. It's just freaking shameful. So I feel really strongly that number one, I'm a libertarian, so I feel really strongly about all of our rights, keeping all of our personal rights. But I really feel this is wrong.
Yeah.
And I like your choice words when it's my body, my choice, because the same people that advocate abortion because it's a woman's body and her right to choose are the same ones saying that
Many of them are. Yes.
You don't get to choose when it comes to vaccination.
Right.
Well, which one is it?
Yeah.
MS. Like, that's the whole thing with them.
You can choose.
Exactly. Like, MSNBC is the worst offender. They're awful. But they had the thing with Rand Paul saying, with that, to that lady saying, look, advocating freedom, is that, you know, radical or whatever he said. But a week before, they had a I want to say either a senator or a congressman on there who went from pro-life to pro-choice, who was saying, well, you know, in that decision, I don't want the government in the doctor's office with me and my wife. Okay, but MSNBC thinks it's okay to be in the doctor's office when it comes to vaccinating your child. That's A-okay. But not when it comes to killing an unborn child. It's so freaking crazy to where, you know, if you agree with that or not, why is the value system or the moral system or lack of moral, why is it not in the line from one to the other?
Yeah, why are there so many different, you know, there's choice and then there's, oh, but you can't choose on this. And I got news for all these people who are screaming about the kids. Oh, we're protecting our kids. We're protecting the kids, you know. We're making you vaccinate your child because it's protecting my child. Okay, it's going to be you, people. They say it's all about the kids. No. They have a line of vaccinations for the grown-ups, too. So it's going to be you in that little line where they go down the line with their flu shots and their pneumonia shots and their shingle shots and their whoever knows what else shots. And they're going to be doing it to you, too. So they're not just going to be protecting your kids. They're going to protect you, too. Mm-hmm. So doesn't that make us feel nice and warm and fuzzy? Like, I can't even make an adult flipping decision for myself. I have to have the government telling me what to do or my next-door neighbor. Thanks, but no thanks.
Right. Yeah. And it starts with the measles vaccine. Then it becomes the flu vaccine, then the cancer vaccine, then the breathing vaccine,
yeah.
The carbon. They're going to give you a vaccine so you breathe out less carbon because
what they really
breathing destroys
is
the planet.
For stupidity, because there's a lot of that.
Yeah, he's injected into everybody.
All the government officials.
Yeah.
But would they be too stupid to take the vaccine?
Well, that would be one of those choice things. Well, but I want to choose to be stupid, so.
I say this. Any lawmaker from state or county or federal, whatever it is, that wants to support these vaccinations mandatory needs to take 10 of them live on TV.
Yeah.
Right in front of everybody. For us to consider it. Just take them all at once. Show us how safe they are. And
because you've done your research on them and you know that they're safe.
And you've read mm-hmm. the insert and you know what all the... Mm-hmm. you know, side effects and so forth are,
right.
and what you're getting injected with, and, yeah.
So, then a week later, happen to come back.
Yeah, come back looking all sick and like, ugh, you're awful people. Stop. Just stop. Stop.
Right.
Stop with your dumb laws. It's not going to work, but I'm glad those websites like the NVICAdvocacy.org, free med info,
yeah.
And I'd say this before we move on, to our next topic, our final topic. If you are in a state where they have these laws and you are an activist or want to be an activist or considering being an activist, this should be your priority. Because even with the GMO Free Vegas and the animal rights stuff that I'm doing out here, I would put all that to the side if there was state legislation trying to make mandatory vaccines. Because if that ever happens...
Well, they did here, Gardasil.
When?
Yeah, in Nevada. They put a bill out to make all kids have to have the HPV vaccine in order to go to any school.
Oh, are they trying to get rid of the religious exemption?
It's a requirement to go to school. Now, I don't know if they're taking away the religious exemption,
no,
but honestly, even
so.
The kids that don't have a religious exemption shouldn't be forced to have. I mean, why?
Why is there a commercial for
why
it on
the
radio?
Why does the kindergarten... Why does a kindergartner need an HPV vaccine?
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's definitely a cuckoo land when it comes to the vaccine.
Like, sometimes I don't even recognize where we live anymore.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Just so you know, I had the measles. I lived. I had rubella. I lived. I had the mumps. I lived. Guess what? I even had the chicken pox.
Really?
Did you live through that?
Yes. And the shingles. I had the shingles in the fourth grade.
And it didn't kill you?
No.
Hence
I went to school. I didn't
here.
Know where they were. But my grandma told me later,
yeah.
You've got them shingles. That's what she said. You've got them shingles.
Them gosh darn shingles.
You got them. They're shingles.
So let's wrap up with this topic. I'm going to read the full article, but naturalnews.com, Mike Adams, the health ranger, McDonald's and global profit free fall as people everywhere increasingly reject chemically altered toxic fast food.
Mm.
Now, the funny thing is that there's a rumor going around. This hasn't been confirmed, but there's a rumor that McDonald's is looking to add some sort of kale on their menu.
That's going to make everything better.
Oh, yeah. But just a couple months ago, or the beginning of the year, actually, and Kelly Bennett talked about this on the show, they have a commercial saying, our Big Mac has no ego. You won't find any soy, quinoa, or kale here. Ironically, there's a lot of soy in their products, so that could be false advertising right there. If someone has a soy allergy, who knows? They shouldn't be eating McDonald's anyway.
Right.
But in the article, Mike Adams points out that they have some Orwellian doublespeak about care about animal welfare. Come on, McDonald's. No, I wish I was. And they even say something about we might possibly maybe think about considering to make a move to talk about removing antibiotics from the food.
Right, yeah.
They're not considering doing it. They're thinking about maybe, talking about probably.
And so is KFC. They're doing that too. Mm-hmm. Thinking about, talking about possibly doing it. Well, my husband's big on the stock market and stuff, so he knows a lot about these big companies, and so I talked to him about this before I came, because I said, you know,
specifically McDonald's?
Specifically that article.
Oh, okay.
I read it to him, and I said, you know, is all this true? Like, can you back all this up? He goes, oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, they are struggling right now. McDonald's is really struggling. They've done a bunch of different things, including firing their guy in charge and hiring somebody different, and they're getting ready to pare down their menu and revamp it, and, you know, basically they're scrambling, trying to make their shareholders happy because their stock is in the tank and their profits are in the tank. So, you know, on the one hand, it's like, yeah, whatever, you get what you hand out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're handing out junk, and now you're getting junk back by me. Mm-hmm. So, karma. But on the other hand, it could be a good thing because maybe this is their wake-up call.
Yeah.
Like, because look, Chipotle is kicking butt. Like, they're doing great. And, you know, because they're making sure, they're working on getting their act together so that stuff's clean, stuff's good, you know, people can trust it. So maybe this is their wake-up call. So maybe they'll actually stop thinking about, talking about, maybe they'll actually do it because people are waking up. People are wanting, you know, like organics are big now. Like all the grocery stores that you could walk in and never see an organic anything, you know. Now all of a sudden they all have organic sections and they have organic products on the shelves. You know, even Walmart has organic stuff on their shelves.
Yeah.
So
now, did he have any insight on other fast food companies?
He told me KFC was also looking at the chicken thing, like getting rid of antibiotics in their chicken, and you know, it was a really quick conversation because I was getting ready to leave, but he said that he specifically said KFC, but you know, if you want to know stuff, you can ask him. He loves research. So.
Yeah, I'm wondering if any other fast food companies are having this decline in the stock market and sales, or is it that McDonald's has been the face of garbage for so long, like they've been the leader in fast food for so long that people are saying, oh, you're the bad guys, we're not going to eat there.
Well, and
we may go to Jack in the Box.
They've had some bad press too, like with their coffee machines not getting cleaned. And, you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. That was like a whole thing. They weren't cleaning these coffee machines, so like there was mold and stuff in them, and you know, there was a big expose on that.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. And,
a quick coffee, by the way.
Well, this Keurig has the same issue.
Who?
The Keurig machines have the same issue.
What's Keurig?
It's a machine, or a coffee machine.
Oh, I wouldn't do those anyway. I don't want hot water running through
plastic. Right.
Yeah.
But you can get a stainless or a copper screen thing to use instead.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't do anything about the reservoir of water that collects mold because there's no way to clean it.
Right.
So. Yeah, so they had that issue. I mean, they've had some things go wrong, right? They've made some poor decisions, and And so they're kind of paying the price for it now, but also because people are aware. They know, like, they know that a McDonald's hamburger is junk. And, of course, we all were screaming 17 ingredients in French fries. What the heck is that?
Yeah.
Why do you need 17 ingredients in French fries? It should be potatoes, oil, and salt. Hello.
Right.
So
they don't ever go bad, even if there's a nuclear bomb.
Honestly, if they decide to put kale chips or kale whatever, a kale bun instead of, you know, their bun toxic.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, step in the right direction.
Would you go to McDonald's?
I don't go to McDonald's. I don't go to McDonald's at all.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know, not at all.
It might be going worth reporting on.
I will stop there on our way places to go to the restroom.
Yeah, I use the restroom also.
I went in a Jack in the Box.
And I might buy a
tea. I was embarrassed.
You're embarrassed.
If someone sees me, I'm going to have to kill them. I don't want people to know this,
so
but I really got to hear it.
He's a vegan, but he's going to kill somebody if they see him in Jack in the Box. First.
I got a rep to hold up, yo. Come on now. No, but I don't know. When's the last time you had McDonald's, Cindy?
Oh, years.
Years?
Years.
When's the last time? Okay.
At least almost 10 years.
Let's end with this. This would be fun. When's the last time you had fast food?
I think I actually did get an onion ring from Sonic, and I think that was about it. How long ago?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. that had to be maybe 2 months ago.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were going to die?
I did.
Yeah.
I was like, that was horrible.
At least we learned. Me, it's probably been, oh, man, probably 4 years.
Really? But
yeah.
I just, like, 3 weeks ago, ate a burrito from Taco Bell with nothing on it but just bean.
Taco Bell? Oh,
because we were driving in the middle of the night and they were the only ones open.
Yeah.
We got caught in that snowstorm.
Ooh.
And it's a good thing I ate because I was in the car for, like...
Snowstorm from where?
I was driving from California to Las Vegas that night it snowed.
Oh.
Oh.
In my van.
Yeah.
In the snow with a baby in the car.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, it took me...
Did you give the baby a break?
No, his mom took care of him,
okay.
Or her. And, yeah, so it took me, like, we left Bakersfield at 9 p.m., and I got home at 4:45 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, I ate a burrito at Taco Bell. Because, you know, between there and here, there's nothing. And what there is, nothing was... Not even McDonald's was open.
Really?
The only thing that was open was Taco Bell.
And you would have went to McDonald's and like, can I get some kale? And they would have said no.
Starbucks was open, but they didn't have any of their food. It was too late. It was all gone, and they hadn't got their new food. So I couldn't even get like grapes or whatever, you know, how sometimes they have
the fruit cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't have anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's end with this. Starting Tuesday, I talked about it a little bit last week. I'm doing 60 days with nothing but food made from scratch. With the exception of, like, spices and condiments. So that should be fun. Tuesday.
Oh.
So, like, you're not going to grind your own clothes and...
No, that's a little much. Don't want to be an extremist. My parents are coming to town.
I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah. I think that. Like, mustard, salsa, all that stuff doesn't count. But every other food... like I said, my parents are coming into town. I already promised my dad I'd have some beer with them. So I maybe have beer one night, but... I'm not making it from scratch.
Right. Well,
pop that bottle. I could, but I'm not going to. That's even worse than grinding clothes. So it's going to be a fun experiment. I'm going to be blogging about it.
Awesome.
So everything that I have, I'm either going to make myself, or it's going to be like from a Go Raw Cafe, possibly Vegination, if they open up this year.
Yeah, I went by there the other day when I was on my way to Shane's.
They're in the process. Yeah, like I can get something from Grassroots Juice Bar if I want it, and maybe a handful of other places that are coming to mind. That's going to be a fun experiment, so...
So you're not getting
up for it? Let's rock
it
yourself, or...
Yeah, unless I make it myself. Like, I can make cookies or biscuits or pancakes.
Right, right.
So if I want a little junk food, it has to be made by me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Vegan Bites, because they make all their stuff from scratch, and they're organic and vegan. So, like, a handful of places, like, nothing... No packaged food, no chips, you know, no coffee... You know, no alcohol with one exception. And even the 60 days starts on St. Patrick's Day. So I was like,
oh my God,
that's a mistake. And I was like, no, it's not a mistake. Let's see how I can make this work.
Right.
So, but the day 61, when it's over, is the day of the vegan beer. Oh. I was going to LA with some of my vegan friends, and it's a good day to end it on. I will be a cheap date that day. Just going to take that one beer, and I'm going to be like, that's right. So let's end it on that. So, MaryNatureMeWell.com, where you can find out more about essential oils and upcoming classes at Natural Organic Healing Center. Cindy, you don't have a website yet.
I don't.
You'll have it one day.
I used to, but...
One day you'll have it.
I'll put it back up one day.
Okay. No rush.
You're on Facebook.
I am on Facebook.
Can random people add you?
Yeah, I have to accept your
And my website's healthconspiracy.com. You can get the shows at radio.naturalnews.com as well as iTunes.healthconspiracy.com. So tomorrow's show is Marcus Rothkranz, and that was probably my best interview this year.
So I'm excited to listen to it.
It's really good. So let's.
I wish I could have been there for that.
Yeah, it was. He was amazing, and I'm looking forward to interviewing him again in the future. And that's it. Signing off. Dr. Stomia.
And Natural Organic Healing Center.
That's right. They make this show.
We love our sponsors.
We do. All right, so we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.